Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been tripping and confessing you wrong.
Together and went also after him.
And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth-Na'akah. And they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee." And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." Then she said unto him, "Hear the words of thine handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." Then she spake, saying, "They were wont to speak in old times, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall." Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and over the Pelethites. And Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. And Sheva was scribe, and Sadok and Abiathar were the priests. And Irah also, the Yairite, was a chief ruler about David.
Amen.
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 All right. Well, good evening, everyone. I will do a roll call again. We did not have any additional callers, but we're going to go ahead with that program. Brother Hubert, good evening.
Good evening.
Sister Loretta, good evening.
Good evening.
Mother May.
Good evening, my friend.
Auntie Dot?
Yes.
And Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining. We are a family gathered here together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen. We're going to make this today, Reverend Short. First of all, we don't have as many callers, and then second of all, we are all over the communication house, just, you know, gathered together for family dinner. So we're just going to do the second part of our program, which is a round table to allow you to share whatever's on your heart, poems or testimonies or a song, and then we can actually just close this evening, if that's okay with everyone.
Yes.
All righty, all right. I'm going to go ahead and start with Brother Hubert.
Yes, I would like to say John 3:16 and a phrase at the end. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We celebrated the going home of my brother Daniel yesterday. And I just want everyone to know that it was a celebration. Everyone did their part remarkably. And we had a great time. I'm going to miss my brother Daniel. May God walk with him and talk with him and be with him. As he's been with us all our lives. In Jesus' name I say, amen.
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 Amen. Brother Hebrew, you did another eulogy.
That's what those fit.
Amen, amen. Thank you for sharing, Hebrew. All right, next we have Auntie Dot.
Oh. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all his land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know he that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading of Psalm 100 unto God. So I have Mother May.
Good evening. I just want to talk about my son Daniel. We really, God just illustrate the whole thing. And I just thank God for all of my family, especially my children was here, and a lot of the grandchildren and the great-grand was here, and that was a blessing from the Lord. I just give thanks to everybody, and I thank you all for supporting us and keeping us in your prayer, and continue to do that. We just need to keep God first and keep God on our mind and moving on, okay?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that sharing, Mother May. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Do you have anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Thank you for sharing some. 121. Thank you, Betty. Thank you very much.
All
righty. Next, I have
Priscilla. Hey, I am doing a reading out of the Daily Bread, and it called Hang in There. What does it take to hang in there? According to Isaiah, the foundation for hope is God's character. Knowing God's goodness allow us to release our grip on fear so we can cling to the Father and his promises that he will provide what we need each day, strength, help, and God's comforting, empowering, and upholding presence. Father, your love give us everything we need to hang in there. Help us to remember your promise of strength and to rely upon it each and every day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful reference there, Loretta, out of the Daily Bread. I will go last. I don't have anything prepared, so I'm just going to come up with just the whole thing with Daniel and his passing and his celebration of life.
throughout that process, as Mama mentioned, you knew God was in it. And as the planning person coordinating this whole thing, there were a lot of testimonies that I got out of it. There were a lot of times that I felt the Holy Spirit just guiding me, giving me nuggets. And it was a huge, huge eye-opener to how God works through us. And the one thing that I have to say, I kept thinking, I need to put on my shield of armor of God. And, I've struggled with understanding that completely. But through this process, the Holy Spirit shared with me in the end that you actually did it. You stayed firm, and you stayed on the course to make sure. I had a lot of obstacles trying to keep me from making sure that Daniel's homegoing was done in the excellence of the Lord. And I just kept pushing forward, and the Holy Spirit let me know that that was the armor of God by standing firm and walking in his footsteps and guidance. So it was just a beautiful thing to just see and feel how God worked through me. And, not that I was perfect. I had some reactions going on throughout the process. But he would calm me down and said, no worry. Just think about the forgiveness that you have for others, whether they forgive you or not. You just do the forgiveness so that you can keep moving forward. And then there again, it came back to me, stay firm. I just wanted to share that. It was a key learning opportunity. But also a great one to hear all the beautiful things that people said about my brother Daniel. That's the beauty of a person is it's not like they're different people with different people, but they're different perspectives. So we learned some new things about Daniel just through some of his friends and the things that they said. But we also all had a common theme going on that definitely told us who Daniel was as well. But it was just beautiful, and we'll be giving you guys the programs in the mail next week. So hopefully you'll have them by the weekend, if not early the following week. So I just wanted to share what was on my heart, and thank you guys so much for all your support throughout the process. Amen.
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 Amen. Do we have anybody that has volunteered to do the closing today? I forgot to do the opening, so it's not going to go backwards. Did someone on the call that was going to do the closing prayer today? I guess no. Okay, all righty. We'll take care of that. So let's just schedule things for next week. Do we have any volunteers for the 2 Samuel 21?
I'll do it if we be back.
Okay.
We both be going out of town, but I hope I'll be back before 8 o'clock Sunday.
Okay. If not, we can do it. We can do it. I told you, if I didn't have the Holy Bible on my phone, then I could do the same thing you guys do. So that's not a problem. So I'll schedule it for me. And then how about the opening prayer? Any volunteers? Okay, that'll be Mia Lorada. And hi, Darius.
Bye.
Closing prayer. Any volunteers for the closing prayer? All right, Loretta, I'll take care of that as well. Anybody have anything else they want to share before we go into the closing?
Yeah. I would like to thank all of you for the love that you've been sharing with us during this time of bereavement. I'd like to thank you all for your cards, your flowers, and your gift of love through your prayers. We appreciate you very much, and we love you most of all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all too.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank God for bringing all us together, even though it was sort of sad and happy all together. But he has a way of bringing us together as a whole. It's been a long time since I had my two daughters and my two sons together at one time.
Listen, amen.
In the sky. So we just give everybody praise and honor and keep God first in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, that concludes our call for the I'd like to thank God for taking time out your afternoon. Call. We value your input, your thoughts, and your prayers. So we just want to pray that you all have a blessed and we're going to say good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. And we love y'all.
Love you. Good night.
Oh, yeah. I just want to open up Travel Emergency for everyone that's going to be traveling this week. Okay? Just keep your prayers open for Travel Emergency. Okay?
All righty.
All righty. Thank
Amen.
You. Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Love you all, too. Good night. Good night.
Never doubt.
That part was so happy. She didn't have to do the rest of the prayer line. That part was so happy.
Uh-uh.